Thank you so much. Get Mary's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com. 22 degrees right now in Woodland Park, currently 27 in Falcon, and 30 degrees here in Colorado Springs. 4:37 on KRDO's Afternoon News. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline, Mark Remillard, ABC News correspondent based in Washington. And Washington, D.C., and state capitals across the union are bracing for Inauguration Week. Good afternoon, Andy. Good afternoon, Mark. And what is the latest going on right now?
Yeah, so the focus in Washington, D.C. and around capitals across the country is on security. There is a lot of focus on making sure that the events here in Washington, D.C. run smoothly. And there have been alerts from the FBI that have said that it's possible there will be protests or demonstrations at state capitals across the country. So that's where you're starting to see some of these state capitals prep as well. Right now, the list that I have is at least 21 states have activated the National Guard in their states in order to help with security at their capitals. But here in Washington, D.C., there is an extraordinary presence of National Guard members. 25,000 National Guard members are on hand or will be on hand before the inauguration. Many of them are already here. And you can see them at street corners, all over the Capitol, and anywhere around the Federal District of Washington, D.C., from the White House to Lincoln Memorial, all the way over to the Capitol. And so security is a paramount focus right now.
And Mark, we know the Inauguration Committee held a meeting this afternoon. We're less than three full days now until the inauguration set to take place on Wednesday. What is the latest as they still prepare for the event to go on?
Yeah, so that meeting that was held today at 1 o'clock, there wasn't much detail about it before it occurred, and we weren't sure if it was going to be security related or not. Turns out that it was actually to announce that Garth Brooks is going to be taking part in the Capitol, the inauguration event. So if Garth Brooks is top news for you, well then that's good news. But other than that, the security situation we understand from the Biden Inauguration Committee and the transition team is that they're continuing to be briefed on this. We heard from Vice President-elect Kamala Harris today, who said that she plans to take her oath with her head held high and her shoulders back. Biden has said that they continue to be briefed on the security situation, but certainly with all of these National Guard troops on hand, there is concern about protests or other kind of security-related incidences, and that's why it doesn't seem like they're taking any chances here.
Yeah, and we've seen the stunning pictures out of the nation's capital over the weekend with the barricades, fencing being set up. And do you think this could be much more of a deterrent than actually preparing for any kind of threat? I know here in Colorado, our state capital saw nearly a 5-to-1 split of reporters and photographers covering any potential rally than any protesters over the weekend. So it seems like some of those threats might have been a little bit mitigated. But do you think just the sheer presence and optics might help to kind of tamp down any potential for issues on Wednesday?
I think that's part of it. I think that there's genuine preparation for any potential kind of demonstration or security threat. And so I think that it's, but the posturing is there. I think that's hard to overlook or deny that aspect as well. The fact is, when you walk around Washington, D.C., like I said, anywhere around, the federal buildings of Washington, D.C. right now, if you can even get close to them, the first thing you encounter are National Guard troops at each street, blocking off the streets that head toward the White House or the Capitol. You see the Humvees and the light, medium, tactical vehicles, which are those big trucks, blocking the roadways. So the first line of security here is the National Guard. That's what you come across first. And then you go deeper and you reach those security fences and the concrete barricades and checkpoints. And so the National Guard is very visible here. And I think, as you said, I think it's both. I think there's genuine preparation for the possibility of unrest or any kind of security threat, but also the posturing in and of itself may help tamp down the reality of that occurring. So hopefully, everyone's hope is that everything goes smoothly on Wednesday and that there isn't any kind of security issue. But we'll obviously see. And there's thousands of National Guard members here in case that happens.
All right. ABC's Mark Remillard, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll continue to follow all of these events leading up to Inauguration Wednesday morning.
Thank you.
All right, we have another check of traffic and weather together still ahead right here on KRDO's Afternoon News.